sunny side in LaFleur, what is now LaFleur County. And my father was born down plantation down here that it is now LaFleur County, but was what, Sunflower at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm a real Delta rat.
I see.
That's what they used to
call
us.
Call them. Uh-huh. That's a term I hadn't heard before.
What'd they call the people in the hill?
Hillbillies.
Hillbilly redneck.
Uh-huh. Just a hillbilly.
But
have you heard that expression, a hillbilly?
Yes, but
well, now what would you call a farmer that made a big crop?
In what the hell?
What'd you call it? What'd you say in the fall of the year when he made
a planter, huh?
No.
What?
He was nigger rich.
Oh, he's from his wealth.
Yeah, he's nigger rich.
You've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, now,
and that's where
Delta
people
making a good crop and having a lot of money, and the hell, they all spend it just as quick as they get it in the hand, you know. Mm-hmm. And he really was nigger rich.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to tell him some of the terms that we used, expressions in the Delta. How the, all the people that had planters would go to the Peabody and make the headquarters. And, what is that we had a term for? But that's what it head for, the Peabody. Meet your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever read God Shakes Creation?
No.
That's a good Delta book. Huh?
There is a quite a, and I guess this section of the country right in here has always been different from most of the other parts.
Now that was written by Percy, wasn't it? Leroy Percy. A Delta man.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one, Lallons on the Levee.
Yeah, Cohen.
That you want to read. Do you have time to read much?
I do. When I go back, when I'm out like this, I try to keep interviewing.
Lallons on the Levee. It was real interesting. I remember when it first came out, I had just read, everybody was reading it because it was a Delta book. And the man was Cohen from Greenville, and I was at a garden club luncheon in Belzona, and Greenville women were there, and somebody brought the subject up. And they were old residents of Greenville, and they were highly incensed because somebody had come down here that didn't belong down here and had written Lallons on the Levee.
I see.
But it is most informative. I tell you another book that you'll want to read that's written by our, and he is a marvelous writer, even though Harry will hardly say his name because he thinks he's a tainted.
Yeah, don't say no more, Harlan Carter.
No, no.
Well, I read a
Frank
book
Smith.
The
Yazoo River.
Now, that's so-and-so. You know,
and now that is a wonderful history of this vicinity.
Yes, it probably is. Mm-hmm. He was our congressman.
Now listen, don't go into that.
Yeah, that so-and-so, every white man in down here say the same thing. Mr. Kennedy bribed that man just as straight out. Now that's the worst thing you can do is bribe a man, a congressman. Well, he put him on his atomic commission at Knoxville up here at TVA. For his vote in Congress, and you damn well he didn't have a chance to be reelected for nothing. He don't come back to this fine. His mama's even ashamed of the bastard. And he put him up with the biggest kind of a job and gave him a 9-year, just pure bribery, all it was to it.